So the title of this episode is Haunted Christmas, and it just happens to be Christmas Eve. How can a Christmas haunt you, you ask? Very easily. It's those Christmases that just slide by. We somehow fail to grab them, hold them close and savor them, breathe them in, if you will. That can happen when some unforeseen calamity just upends everything. Might be an illness, or an accident, or a fire, or a divorce. When the smoke clears and you regain your equilibrium, you realize Christmas just slipped away while you were otherwise engaged. Now that's more of a lost Christmas. But those aren't the ones that will haunt you. The ones that will haunt you are the ones you blew, like casino winnings. At the time, you think, what the hell? Easy come, easy go. There's always next Christmas. That might be some faulty logic. This is about where we started this adventure 3 years ago. I've done a lot of Christmas shows since then because one per season just isn't enough to give the day and the event its due. I've covered it from a bunch of angles. Just last week, 10 things I hate about the holidays. And by the way, I forgot to mention eggnog in that show, one of the vilest libations ever concocted. The week before, it was Larry's Christmas Time Machine, where we took a little journey to the kind of Christmas I always wanted, and you probably did too. And now, most podcasters, radio stations, cable TV networks, they'll do a rerun or a best of kind of show because everyone has something else to do besides watch or download or listen. We're all supposed to be, or assumed to be, in some warm and fuzzy place in the bosom of our family. But some of us are not. And lots of us can recall Christmases where we were not. It's a really lousy time to be alone, and for some of us, cursed with families from hell, maybe we'd rather be alone. But that sucks too. There were some Christmases past where I made the really foolish decision to work on Christmas Eve when I could have been home with my parents and brother. I really regret those. Whatever pittance money I made sure wasn't worth the loss of something that cannot be recaptured. I blew off a Christmas at the mob joint where I bartended. It became a near tragic evening when the bouncer, who was both psychotic and drunk, started a fight that involved him, his opponent, a huge jackknife, and an off-duty cop. Well, that story is for another show. But as I watched the insanity unfold, I realized what a lousy choice I had made and wished I was at home. That Christmas haunts me. I recall another missed Christmas Eve when I opted for some overtime pay at my crappy airport job. That, too, was really stupid. And the same thing happened as I watched travelers with their arms full of wrapped gifts hurrying home to loved ones. There I stood in a stark, cold, fluorescent-lit concourse, feeling really foolish. I had no one to blame but myself. That Christmas haunts me. Some years later, before I started my own family, there were a few empty Christmases, but they don't haunt me, because I took no active part in their dismissal. Other stuff just distracted me. It's got to be tough for people in the military, or other jobs where they can't get home. But the toughest has got to be those who really have no one they are close to. And there are many, many more of those people out there than we might imagine. People sitting in a darkened room somewhere lit by a TV or computer screen. And on those screens, one cozy depiction of Yuletide splendor after another. Or maybe they're just huddled under freeway overpasses. So, what do, as they say in Facebook shorthand? Well, if you are among the fortunate and do have people around you that you care about and care about you. Maybe take inventory of everyone you know and try to figure out if one of them might be solamente and invite them over for some holiday cheer. Might make a difference in somebody's life. Depression and suicide skyrockets during the holidays, and it's easy to see why. But what if you are the solamente? How do you keep the loneliness and the blues at bay? You can't very well invite yourself somewhere else, can you? I've not ever been myself, but I've had several friends who matriculated through various 12-step programs. It seems those guys have a prescription for fighting holiday blues. And if you really drill down into the core of feeling depressed, one of the key elements, and it goes hand in glove with loneliness, is feeling useless, feeling unnecessary, not being needed by anyone, is a feeling that makes most of us feel pretty lousy, with the exception of sociopaths. And so a great way to combat that situation is to just do something, just about anything, for somebody else. People tend to think it has to be something noble and humanitarian, something big, something newsworthy. But that kind of thinking sets the bar way too high. In fact, the best way to think of getting yourself out of holiday depression is the way weightlifters do their thing. If you're unfamiliar, it's called spotting. You're trying to maybe bench press your max or more, and someone stands behind you, not so much to keep you from crushing your skull, but to help you lift those wheels. And what's most astonishing about spotting is the minimal help that you need to get the job done. The spotter may exert as little as a pound or two of upward pressure, and presto, that bar is back in the rack. Often a big fix isn't really needed, just a little push to help you get going. Maybe you turn around online at the supermarket and see some dude behind you buying a lone potato or something, and you let him cut in front of you. Maybe you shovel snow off the old lady's walkway next door. Baby steps, as they say, emotional spotting. And the odd part is, when you're doing something for someone else, you start to feel better, too. You don't have to buy anybody an automobile or give them a kidney. Just be kind, as they say. One of the best statements about this very subject came from a guy who knew a lot about Christmas and haunted Christmases, too. Charles Dickens said, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another." And not feeling useless is the first step to not feeling depressed or lonely and reducing the number of Christmases that may eventually haunt you. In a few moments, I'll take my leave of you and you can return to whichever Christmas is yours, and I do hope it's all you desire. I'll be back this weekend for Sinner's Sunday, and I hope to see you then, and I want to leave you with some words that have become kind of a tradition here on That Larry Show. The words were written by an eighth grade dropout who went on to become one of the most successful authors of his time. His name was Jim Bishop, and he had perhaps the most clear vision of Christmas anyone has ever articulated. This is what Jim wrote. He was born in an obscure village, child of a peasant teen who knew not man. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked as a carpenter until he was 30. Then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. He never married or owned a home. He never held a job, yet paid taxes. He never set a foot inside a metropolis. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He never wrote a book or held an office. He did none of the things that usually accompany greatness. He received no awards, no medals, no prizes from his peers. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends deserted him. he was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He had no lawyers, no friendly juries, no fair hearing. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had, his cloak. After he died, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave. Those who stood watch could not explain his disappearance, and yet, 2,000 years have come and gone, and today he is still the central figure for much of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that ever sailed, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as this one solitary life. Thanks for spending this time with me. For more, stop by thatlarryshow.com. And Merry Christmas, and God bless us, everyone.